2 o'clock on a Monday. Let's get it going. Very exciting. So, Rico, we're going to dive in on a number of things today. One of them is news. Now, I'm just going to be straight with you. What I'm not going to do is nonsense today. You want to cry like a bunch of bitches? You don't want to hear what we're talking about? Go listen to something else. Do not care. But it's news. Michigan's notice of allegations. It is. You don't believe me? Wolverine Fest in the morning talked about it for 2 hours. We're bringing it up because I think the NCAA's timing on this is meaningful. If you disagree, have reasons why. If you don't have reasons, I'll just hang up on you. I'm not doing idiot radio. I've told Kenny. Basically, bad day screening calls, Kenny gets launched out of a cannon like Evel Knievel. We're not doing cultist theory. I will talk to you, but you gotta at least be an adult. And the stuff I heard on the morning show from you, the caller, was an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the Michigan fan base. There are a lot of intelligent Wolverines. None of them called the mornings. That was brutal. What about small businesses? Go away. So here's,
you heard that.
Oh, I heard it. Here's the deal. The NCAA has been purposeful about when they're doing things. Oh, well, they're being mean. It's a witch hunt. You're right. They don't like you. And you have given them no reason to be liked. You have deflected, denied, you've lied. This is what happens. Now, we talked about this after Harbaugh rubbed his booty in their face. 48 hours later, boom. So now, week of your opener, and 2 days before what is sounding like a mockumentary, not a documentary, featuring a guy you've told me is a total nutcase, so why would I want to listen to him? The NCAA has come out and they dropped the notice of allegations. Which, mind you, you don't get an NOA if you've negotiated in good faith, if you've cooperated in good faith. Mm-hmm. The NOA is after those things have fallen apart. Do you know why it's meaningful? Not just because it's the week of your opener. Do you know when your 90 days to respond will run out? Monday of the Ohio State game. Yes, the NCAA is trolling you. Yes, they are being penises about it. You've given them a reason.
Yeah, that I didn't realize until you broke it down. I was like, you're right.
And
yes.
That's symbolic. It's meaningful. So for the Michigan fan.
So guess what
fan,
you're talking about if you appeal.
And that's the point is, look, you can get as mad as you like. I don't want to talk about it anymore. No one's asking you to. Do whatever you like. And I haven't told you, nor has Rico told you how to feel. I don't care how you feel. That's the difference. You don't have to value it, and you can re-watch the Washington game. Your prerogative. The rest of the world, we feel a different way. It's news. And rather than bemoan the backup kicker or Hendon Hooker being garbage or, I don't know, Labor Day plans. No, this is actual news. Now, I think what's interesting in this, Rico, is Jim Costa attempted to do something, and I think we're just simply going to do a better job of it. He started with, hey, here's what I think penalties should be. Cool, what's yours? No. We're going to do something different. Do you know who has been right about this the whole way? It's an inconvenient problem. It is the Ohio State blogosphere and podcast sphere. They have been right on just about everything. From the timing to the crimes committed to when you'll get the draft to when you'll get guys. And look, if you say that is garbage, I don't trust them. You have every right to do
check
whatever
the source.
You want. You can do what you want.
Not credible. But of course, it's a witch hunt.
There are two places in specific that have been very on point with things. I'm not here to demean anybody. But there's a podcast called Buckeye Scoop and a website called 11 Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, a lot of college football stories and a lot of hires and firings, those things have been rooted out in the internet sphere. Now, Rico's going to read to you something that you can throw in the garbage or you can be brought to your knees by. It's your prerogative. Again, not telling you you have to believe this.
But
I don't know that I believe this.
Right. But now here's the thing. They have been accurate throughout this entire thing of when it's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to be said.
How about the very cheating scheme itself?
Yes. When everybody said it was just a cheeseburger and that really wasn't Connor on the Central Michigan sideline. Guys, yes, it was. So, from the 11 Warriors, discussions revolved around a minimum acceptable framework from the NCAA's perspective, which includes partial vacation of 2021, 2022, and 2023 seasons, a two-year postseason ban, loss of recognition of the 21 through 23 Big Ten titles, and football championship fines, scholarship reductions, probation, and significant penalties levied against former and current coaches and staffers.
Now, the cynic in me, I just can't believe that because, I don't know, it just doesn't happen. But for a moment, here's my question. Jim had offered something and then John offered. Jim offered a postseason ban. That was Jim's big thing. Three games and a postseason ban. John said no to the postseason ban.
Where have you seen Will Smith?
Well, and then when John was pressed on, do you have any ideas rolling around your cavernous head? John had nothing. He just goes, well, it something.
Hey, there's my former teammate.
My point to you guys would be this. The NCAA has been purposeful. You have given them every reason to go after you. This isn't about whether you like the NCAA. No one does. The inconvenient truth in this is the following. If you blurt out, well, we need to fight this, good. Slip on those amicus briefs and please take this to court because the first subpoena would go to Jim Harbaugh. You're not going to court just like last year when all your bluster ended up with you walking out with your tail between your legs when a former U of M player judge even was like, this is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Two, well, we hate the NCAA. Good. It's an at-will organization. You signed up to be a member institution. No one likes the NCAA, especially when you cheat. It's like you don't like your parents. I don't like this punishment. Well, you shouldn't have stolen your mother's car and hawked it for meth.
But what about the people who own the gas stations? I won't be able to fill up the tank.
I want to ask a question about, all right, right here, right now. It could be zero stock. It could be some stock. It could be total stock. What do you put into the, I'm going to say alleged, NCAA minimums that they are bringing to the table for U of M in this, knowing that these sources have been right at just about everything throughout this and your bought and paid for media has been just about wrong in all of this? Ryan Day's brother-in-law, wrong.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Jim won't be suspended. Wrong.
Amicus briefs.
Wrong. Cheeseburger. Wrong.
Well, Jim's flying out to Penn State, so he knows something's going to happen.
Cutscene. Yeah. Sad burger. I want to know how much stock you put. Look, I can't say zero. It'd be disrespectful because these guys have been right about almost everything. But I can't put total belief in it because this would be a modern-day death penalty. It really would. There is no such framework for an SMU thing in today's world. This would be as close as you got.
But then you look at the crime that's been alleged, and it's pretty serious. It's something that we have never seen before.
What about when Chris Rucker went from jail to practice?
Okay.
My point is off-field and on-field are two different things. No, I heard that idiocy on the morning show.
Yeah, I would have just given him two words. Google Patrick Kugler. There you go. I probably, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Give me the belief structure in this.
I got to give them credit for being right so far. I'm probably at about a 6.5 out of 10. That only because the penalty seems so over the top. Like, wait, they're never going to do that. But, man, everything else these two websites have said throughout the years has happened. On the timetable that they pretty much said it was going to happen. So I can't dismiss the fact and be like, okay, this, you know what? Of course, Buckeyes are going to say that. No, they hate you, but they're also right. As we like to say on this show, both things can be true.
Oh, yeah. Like, I went to Michigan State, but I ripped their ass on the regular because I'm not a bought and paid for lemming. If those are the penalties, I still would be shocked. I just would be shocked, Rico, based on Michigan is a brand that is too big to fail. They are very meaningful to the networks. And I haven't seen it. The last time, like, if I have to hear another Tennessee comparison, my head's going to explode. Handing recruits money doesn't really register. And second of all, they complied.
But see, here's the thing about being too big to fail, because if you allow Michigan with a slap on the wrist, then what you are telling Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and other big boys, you saw what happened to Michigan? Do whatever you want.
That was my issue with people who said, well, Sharon missing three games would be significant. For what? 3 years of cheating? 58 illegally scouted games? I disagree with that. Now, again, if you don't want to punish future teams.
Hold on. Real quick, before we get this call, well, everybody cheats. Okay, once again, if you have a television set, you can record a game and you can look at play tendencies and you can try to decipher what they're going to, the defenses they're going to be in. When you have a system that sends you two games with spy glasses and phones and doing things outside of the parameters of the NCAA, nobody else is doing that. So for those who are going to say, well, everybody cheats, everybody didn't cheat the way you cheated. Because it's not cheating when everybody, okay, I can record this team play and I can look at film. Heck, some teams will even send you the film and you send yours back to them because that's just what you do. But when you have a system in place that sends people and a budget to go to schools that you are not playing, when you have one of your coaches on the sideline at Spartan Stadium for a game that had nothing to do with you, that's a level of cheating we've never seen before.
And it was a turnaround from a coach who was about to be fired into, I'll just be open about it, one of the great three-season runs in the history of the conference. There was nothing that changed other than this. Start recruiting better. You didn't have $20 million in the portal to bring in Caleb Williams. It was this jarring.
Mike, I think the record was like 40-3 in the final when Connor Stallions kicked it in.
Fabulous.
Yeah. 40-3. Like that was a difference for somebody who really was a nutcase and everybody was listening to that nutcase.
That's the other problem I have, because I feel like we're about to do another one of these Potomac two steps with the, not all Michigan fans, but the nutcases, that when this puff piece comes out tomorrow with Connor Stallion, right? You've told me how uncredible he was, right? What a nutcase psycho he was. Okay, fine. Then why would I listen to his platform tomorrow night? And I don't mean any disrespect.
To show.
And I don't know who does or does not appear on this thing. I know one of the people who will appear is Dave Portnoy. Dave is a massive Michigan fan. I did this. Listen.
With a lot of money.
Yeah. Look, all I know is The Last Dance didn't talk about Jordan's gambling. And Swamp Kings didn't talk about all of Florida's players getting arrested. Netflix does not have a great rep here in the sports world for giving you the real story. So for me, why would Connor Stallions talk here? I'll tell you why. It's going to be a very friendly environment for him. See, this is where if you tell me he's insane, don't tell me I have to take him serious on a documentary. So you got to just pick. So Rico outlined what is coming out of, yes, your mortal enemy Buckeyes, blogosphere, and podcast sphere. I am not telling you that it is an absolute. I can't. But I'm not going to discredit these people, because both websites listed have been way more accurate than the bought and paid for Michigan media. So if those are the actual minimums the NCAA is bringing to the table, what is your reaction? We can have a conversation about it, and I'm on record. I don't believe that's actually happening. David, I show up at church on a Sunday, because honestly, it would go from the what will happen to what should happen pile. That's the should happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sat here and told you it will happen,
but it leads me to wonder. Look, they've had information all this time. Did somebody give them? And this is what's in there.
Can anybody find Matt Weiss? 248-539-9797.
Hanging out with Mike Hart.
We're going to just have a conversation and see where it goes. But I think the fact they dropped it before Stallions, Doc, I think the fact that it would set you up for the week of the Ohio State game to be this being the storyline, that's purposeful, guys. Totally purposeful. And you can be pissed. I have no problem with it. But it makes me almost believe, does the NCAA actually think they're going to nail you? I don't know. And then, yes, the minimums that people who have clearly had sources on this, and they've been right, I can't say that it's a 0% shot. It would just be stunning. Stunning. Because for once in this corrupt-ass world, somebody would actually get their comeuppance. I'll believe it when I see it.